Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, very quickly, here's a report from a reporter on the scene, Glenn Clutchton, up there in Dalton, Georgia. This is what he saw.
At a late-night rally here in northwest Georgia, the president made a case for re-electing incumbent GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He said if Democrats prevail on Tuesday, there will never be another fair election. Mr. Trump described the Democratic candidates as left-wing socialist communists and urged Republican voters to hold the line in the U.S. Senate. Greg Clugston with the president in Dalton, Georgia.
Well, Greg is absolutely right. They are communists, and what he's talking about in terms of fair elections is also true. But here's the deal, okay? The people in Georgia need to understand right now it's all about turnout, right, Kyle?
Absolutely. 100%.
And the people need to get out there and vote, which is traditionally what Republicans do. They show up on voting day, especially the older folks. They like to get out. It's a day out for them. They go out. They have a little lunch or a little breakfast, whatever. They go vote, and they get together with their fellow neighbors and whatever. And it's just something that I see all the time down here in Florida, and I know it's like that all around the country.
Well, you're right. And, of course, that's really the sort of what the tradition has been. But now, of course, Captain, we have voting month, you know, and when it comes up to election time.
Well, that's got to stop. I think they've gotten way ridiculous on this stuff. Having, you know, when it first started, early voting was maybe a few days or a week, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to 2 weeks, right?
Right.
Now they got it out a month, and I think that's where the problems come in.
Well, right. Now, of course, it's good that people want to go vote. It's good that we make it accessible and should be accessible to vote. But what happens is I think the far left and the Democrats, Captain, what they do is they actually try to parlay that into what they can use for fraud.
And when it comes time for election reform, ladies and gentlemen, here's the number one thing that they need, voter ID. You don't have it, you don't vote.
Well, again, if we had voter ID, these people who showed up to the polls, by the way, in places like Georgia to cast their votes, or places like Pennsylvania,
they have to count them.
Well, they have to count them, but they have. But if you can't prove that you're you, how can, and maybe you've gone and voted for somebody
else?
Well,
you're the original. Can't prove you're you. State out there in California, because they have people that can come and register the day of the election.
That's exactly right. And so again. The notion of voter ID is challenged by the far left as disenfranchising voters, but actually it provides the foundation for fraud.
All right. Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cited China and North Korea as President Trump's unfinished business. What will Joe Biden do, do you suppose, Kyle? Will he kind of just relax things a little bit with each of them so maybe they'll feel a little bit emboldened by his actions and they'll do something different? What do you think?
Well, I think China will feel emboldened anyway, just with the notion that Joe Biden would become president. Joe Biden is going to find it more difficult than simply, it's, in other words, easier said than done to try to unwind a lot of the things that President Trump has done. But generally speaking, yes, it will. The Chinese government certainly thinks it's a new day dawning for them.
Yeah, and President Trump announced yesterday he's going to give Congressman Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan the Presidential Medal of Freedom for the things that they've done. And I got no problem with that. I think that's a great idea.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And then we had the Reverend Franklin Graham, who posted a tweet that harshly criticized a proposed change in House rules to enshrine gender-inclusive language. Now, he said, and I quote, "Can you believe that they actually proposed to strike the use of the words father and mother? And we heard it in the prayer that was given where they used the words amen and a woman."
You know, Captain, I'm glad that you mentioned this because, you know,
Pathetic. Well, but see,
because here's the thing. The term amen does not contain the word men, as in M-E-N. It is actually a word that comes from Hebrew, then through Greek, and then into Latin. And it is a word that simply means it's a declarative statement of people. That's usually why it closes a prayer. What it's done, Captain, what this person did is they exposed their complete ignorance about the origin of this word. This word is not a sexist word. Now, maybe they were trying to be funny, but I don't think that they were trying to be funny.
No.
By the way,
Eric's chiming in the chat room. He says now it's, it's now become a voting season. He said some call it ballot harvesting. Maybe we should just change the name to ballot poaching.
Right.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, going to take a break. Come right on back here. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number in just a minute. By the way, Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday really, really, really upset the apple cart in England. Wait till we tell you about that one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. You know there's gold waiting in that tire windshield you got, especially if it's got a chip or a crack in it. So give your vehicle windshield an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and in Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, oh, by the way, also Ocala and on over into Port Charlotte as well as Daytona Beach, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with a lifetime warranty, and $100 drop right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There it is, those melodic tones again. All righty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, whose father said because of the Brexit deal he was going to get citizenship in France, remember?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
He has now announced on Monday... a new national lockdown order for the United Kingdom that could go way into the summer.
That's exactly right. And basically, those new rules, they're coming down right now, basically, or as soon as they can implement them. Primary and secondary schools and colleges will be closed for face-to-face learning, we understand. But that's just the beginning of it, basically, Captain. And, of course, they've been looking at this variant of the coronavirus. And one of the developers of the vaccine from Oxford with AstraZeneca said that it was a very big question mark as to whether or not the vaccine would cover the UK variant or the South African variant that we're hearing about now. So if this lockdown is going to go into effect, my question is, though, how effective will it be since we've seen other lockdowns and strict measures before?
Well, the CDC says we've got 15.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines that have been distributed. 4.5 million so far has been administered, as the U.S. is now eyeing an idea of using half doses of the Moderna vaccine to speed the rollout, as little Dr. Fauci came out once again and said, well, we're ramping up vaccinations. It's offering a glimmer of hope.
Right. Well,
I got a glimmer for him.
Well, exactly. Well, but again, this goes back to the idea now of, well, what were we told before and what are we really experiencing now? And is this really going to do what it's supposed to do? Or is this going to be another hurry up and wait? Oh, you might have got the vaccine, but it may not cover a variant, and it's just a half a vaccine, so you really can't get back to normal. In other words, those goalposts continue to move, and I think, Captain, people, they just have had enough of it. They want to be safe. They don't want to get sick,
but
they don't know who to believe in.
Let me tell everybody about my backyard down here in Florida yesterday. They announced some of the counties that they were going to have the vaccine and start vaccinating the 65-plus folks that were the next ones in line, which will be in line for a while till they get everything done. And right away, they jammed up the phone lines in several different counties. The computer systems went down in several different counties, and they accomplished just about nothing.
Yes, I know. There's a lot of chaos with this whole thing.
Yeah. So keep trying, folks. Eventually it'll work out. But then again, if you're really smart, why don't you wait till your doctor gets it?
Right. Exactly. But again, you know, the vaccine, even psychologically, you know, that was the boost that so many people were looking for.
Yeah.
And that's what the economy, this is what investors were looking for.
Yeah.
And so now if it's not what it says it's supposed to be, then we're almost back to square one.
Yeah, and as long as you take precautions and you're careful, you know, you and I were talking during the break, when I get change from one of my drive-ins that I go through, you know, drive-through window or something like that, I always put the change in my little change container, and then I take the little hand cleanser that I've got there, the stuff that everybody's carrying around probably right now, and I put it on my hands and I wipe them all down, and that's it, boom, end of story. And then guess what? When I get a chance, I wash my hands. So in the meantime, that's the little stuff you got to do, and stop touching your face and all this and that and all that stuff, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, we've all certainly learned to live a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And to some degree, I think that's meaning that a lot of people aren't getting, quote-unquote, regular sick as often because of this.
Speaking of learning to live, Joe Biden touted the need for a new Cuba policy out on the campaign trail, which cost him South Florida because the Cubans said, no freaking way, Joe. And guess what? Now, all of a sudden, it's a political minefield for him to try to do anything, because he's already lost the Cubans in Miami because of what he said he was going to do. And I don't know what he's planning on doing, but he better be real careful, real careful.
Well, certainly. And, of course, you know, if this is going to be Obama 2.0 or 3.0 or whatever.
More than likely.
Well, of course, it was Obama.
Well, we're going to send our ships down there, our cruise ships, and let them go visit again and spend money and tra-la-la. That's what they want to do. That's how they want to get it started again. Plus the flights, the airplane flights.
Well, right, but also there's this little problem of embracing the, you know, the repressive Cuban regime, you know.
Which is still there.
Exactly right. It has not changed.
Simon. All right. Now, the Pentagon yesterday, and we were talking about this, Denise and I, but she didn't know, but I didn't press her because I didn't know either, but I'd heard the rumors. The Pentagon yesterday announced it's ordered the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz to stay in the Middle East. Now, they've changed their positioning a little bit, and it's all over the threats coming from Iran that they made against not only President Trump, but other countries in the region and other leaders in the region. And, oh, by the way, something else in the news yesterday, Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince there and the Crown Prince of Qatar decided that they were going to resolve the problems they had, and all of a sudden they're back on a friendly nature.
Yep, exactly right. And, of course, the Nimitz, it had been on a 10-month deployment. It was headed back to Bremerton in Washington.
Well, they didn't get very far.
No, but again, I think it shows the very seriousness of the issue in the Middle East, given that Iran's trying to ramp up again on stuff.
Yeah, and finally, are you looking for a job, Kyle?
No, but...
Are you sure?
Sure, yeah.
Well, If you want to be a job and work as a spy, spies from all backgrounds and all walks of life, not just the traditional suit and tie bunch out of the Ivy League, which is the way they used to get most of their spies because they wanted the most intelligent people with the eloquent look that could conduct themselves in the highest parts of society around the world. They're striving to diversify the spy agency, so now maybe if you got a pair of bib overhauls and you're a little bit overweight, you might be able to be a spy.
Right. The next James Bond, then, I guess. Yeah,
well, the next James Bond could be like, let's see, what's the guy's name? Leroy the
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, there you go. Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
So he's a funny guy.
Well, wait a minute. He did do a movie where he was a spy.
I think so. Yeah, he'd make a very...
He was
very
hilarious, too.
Yeah, he'd be a very entertaining spy. But why, you know, again, the idea is that... If you're trying to diversify, that's fine, but as long as people have training, they can do the job, and they'd fit in and get the mission done. That's the whole point. Yeah. Get the mission done.
And by the way, we're getting ready to take a break here in just a second, but you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch here across the country. Now, I will say this. My network that I'm on is solidly behind President Donald Trump and his challenge, number one. Number two, my network is also solidly behind Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in Georgia. So you folks up there in Georgia, you're listening to somebody with a bunch of stations and a bunch of listeners up there in Georgia. We are standing behind Perdue and Loeffler and our president. And we believe that America is first, and we should take care of our Americans first, because Why do we keep giving money to people that don't like us?
Well, this is one of the big questions that President Trump posed to the American people, and the resounding answer was, we have no idea. Let's stop doing that.
Yeah. And Eric, I got a little information from him. He's telling me about the antibodies, you know, the second quarantine, the vaccine, and this, that, and the other. Cannot guarantee antibody activity will last longer than 90 days. Well, I'll tell you what does, because my antibodies are still very high here, and one of the reasons is because of the vitamin regimen I'm taking and doubling up on some things like a vitamin D and the zinc and a couple of other things here that I'm taking. By the way, the Balance of Nature that I take helps to keep my immunity up.
That's right.
Yep, exactly. That's part of what it does. I don't overdo it. I just take it the way it says to take it. I don't add any more, but you can if you want to.
Exactly. And, well, yeah. See, this does point up a very important problem, Captain, and that is a lot of us walking around out there, you know, we're not quite as healthy as we could be, and we got to make sure we have good
nutrition. And there's ways to do it. You can
talk
to a nutritionist, and guess what? All of a sudden, you're feeling a whole bunch better. So there you go. But anyway, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. And when we come back, for you you folks up there in Colorado listening to us in our Colorado affiliates, we're going to talk about your Congresswoman, Lauren Boebert, who was in D.C. yesterday, and she got a little bit of a surprise. I'll tell you what it was all about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hit the campaign trail for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. At a Monday night rally in Dalton, Georgia, the president told supporters that control of the Senate and ultimately the direction of the country hangs in the balance. He also said that he would continue to fight to keep the White House.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I hope everybody's having a great time tonight. And you folks that are listening to me up there Washington, D.C. way, all you folks that went up there from my backyard down here, and there was a whole bunch of them went up there in buses and vans and in cars with groups of people and this, that, and the other, you please be careful up there in Washington, D.C. today, because I'm telling you, the bad guys will be out and about, too. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair, and here's what they do. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. And don't forget their phone number, 24/7 phone number, if you've got any questions, and see if you have a case that warrants being represented by them. Their number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Give them a call. They're there right now. Someone's there to answer the phone. By the way, you spell Farrah and Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah.com. Their number, 877-245-6707. Give them a call and see if you have a case. Never know till you try. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain, and I think we want to say hi to another another person who checked in tonight. I think it's Judy in Sarasota.
Yeah, Judy in Sarasota sent me an email here. She said, greetings, Captain, a man, a woman, and a moron. Amen in Greek means so be it. Well, I don't know what a woman means in Greek. I guess it doesn't, but it's something he threw in there.
Well, it's not. Yeah, he threw that in there. But, yeah, she's exactly right. It's basically a declarative statement to say so be it or it is true, those kind of thing. And that's why it's traditionally used at the end of prayers. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we found that one out. All right. Now, and I want to say hello to Barbara in Brooksville. Barbara's chiming in right now. And she's saying, great show, Captain. By the way, is there a number we can call to wake up our senators and congressmen for the Wednesday vote? Well, yeah, it would be the switchboard, 202-224-3121, 204-225-3121. Those are the two numbers up there. And again, they're easy to find. All you got to do is do a little quick search, right?
That's right.
All right, let's get back here with the Colorado representative for our listeners up there in Colorado, Lauren Boebert, who said that she was planning on bringing her Glock handgun to work with her. Now, I don't know if she did or not because she was sworn in Congress, but the D.C. police are going to pay her a little visit and say, listen, you can't carry your weapon here unless you apply for a D.C. permit.
Well, that's right, yeah, because Washington, D.C., the district, does have very strict rules, according to the sources here, about carrying any kind of concealed firearm. But lawmakers evidently can bring their firearms to the Capitol as long as they are stored in their office and they transport them safely and also unloaded.
Yeah, they have to be transported in a case.
Yeah, and unloaded, evidently.
No, not strapped to their hip or something like she's been doing in Colorado. It's a different story. Okay, well, Haven. H-A-V-E-N, Haven, is a joint venture between Amazon, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the Berkshire Healthcare Group. They're going to disband. That could create some problems in the healthcare industry.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this was, I believe, Amazon was involved in this, Berkshire Hathaway, J.P. Morgan Chase, as you were saying. And that's right. This came about 3 years ago, we understand. And so that's right. We don't know what kind of shockwaves this might send, you know, through the healthcare industry at this point.
Yeah, well, I remember when they put the thing together, it was going to be the next greatest thing since melted butter. Another survey has come out, said a divided United States of America, not COVID, is the biggest risk to the world in 2021.
Well, certainly. And look at what some of these agitators have been able to do. They've been able to really divide us. And it's very, very unfortunate, Captain, because, and the ultimate expression of this, of course, is the November 3rd election. Why we don't have really any members in the mainstream media, I think the answer is self-evident, but we don't have any members in the mainstream media, for example, even just asking the question, hey, you know, what actually went on with these votes in the middle of the night? Also, we've never heard anybody ask the Biden campaign, don't you guys want to know if this was real or not? You know, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, I think that time of real investigative journalism in the mainstream media seems to have passed, but we do have some pretty intrepid investigative reporters out there that do quite a good job, by the way.
Well, it's done. The mainstream media, as far as we know, is done. We now have what's called the government media.
Right, exactly. In other words, it's almost as if, you know, and maybe, and given the fact that they shut down the Biden Zoom chat room thing for the reporters the other day, maybe that's just a little taste of the idea that they expect them to not be reporters. They expect them to be stenographers.
That's exactly correct, and we will tell you what to say.
Precisely. And if you don't do it, and by the way, you know, Captain, this goes back to the Bill Clinton administration.
Sure.
Back in the day when I think it was Hillary.
She ran the show.
And I think she wanted to move them out of the West Wing complex and across the street or something like that. And it caused a big, big stink, and they could never do it. But again, they don't want them around.
Now, Israel is calling it nonsense that Iran is charging them with the trying to trick the United States into a war with Iran because of all the military hardware that's floating around and flying around the Middle East right now. But nothing could be further from the truth. Iran is the one that made the threat.
Well, right, yeah, and exactly. I don't think Israel wants war with anybody. I mean, they, under the Trump administration, and because of the Trump administration, I should say, well, Israel has benefited so much.
This is the first administration in many, 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 many years that has not dragged us into a new war somewhere.
Isn't that something? And
yep.
That is a major, major accomplishment.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. I used to say, well, it's the Republicans that take us into war. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the Democrats, a la World War I. Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat, was he not?
That's right.
Okay, World War II. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Democrat, was he not?
That's right.
All right. Now you talk about Vietnam. Lyndon Baines Johnson was a Democrat, right?
That's right.
That's how we got in the mix. And by the way, the Gulf War, even though it was started during the President George W. Bush administration, it actually started under the George H.W. Bush administration with the first World War, or
Gulf
sorry,
War.
With the first Gulf War. And, of course, that was all on the heels of Bill Clinton and what he didn't do to Saddam Hussein and whatnot by appeasing him.
Well, right, right. I mean, just, yeah, generally speaking, I think it's the right premise. President Trump comes along, and
yeah.
it's not just Democrats, it's some Republicans. They,
yeah.
they want to have some wars too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's actually really chicken up.
Now, let's fast forward to inaugural day, January 20th, the inaugural parade. There will be no inaugural parade, but President-elect Joe Biden announced yesterday that he will indeed participate in a shortened military escort on a walk to the White House.
You know, this just sounds.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about there, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, this, you know.
What are you going to do? Walk from the Capitol to the White House?
I guess so.
It's not that short.
It is not that short. And part of it, I can't see Joe Biden walking that whole distance, number one. And usually presidents don't walk the entire distance.
Well, you got to remember, he rides a bike 5 miles a day.
Well,
or something like that.
Something like that, but. But as he sort of, he seems to have other issues, you know, but.
You can tell just by the way he stands at a podium and the way he walks. He's tippy-toeing along, you know, like a little girl. And he's up there and he's kind of, it's kind of like he's wobbling up there. I mean, you see it.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on, and that's very sad. But,
well, it's dementia. I still say he's got dementia.
Yeah, but at the same time, though. There's not going to be a lot of crowds, and this actually gets them out of the having to have, you know, legions of adoring fans or something lining the streets. We'll see about that, but, is it all just because of COVID? You know, and that's what they're going to say. It's kind of like with the campaign rallies. They actually came out and said, we don't want people at these rallies because of COVID. But the whole thing just doesn't add up as usual.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's why we have America. By the way, 68% of those polled say that they need a stimulus. They say the stimulus is essential to them. 68% yesterday in a Rasmussen poll said that the stimulus is essential and necessary to them. That's 68% of the people polled. That's significant. Hold that thought, Kyle, folks, when we come back. We are going to have another Truckers Highway and Byway Report, see if anything changed between then and now. Might be a few changes out there to tell you about. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us.
Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, in Carrollton, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, and thank you for standing on that wall. Alrighty, well, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Hold on in there, tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Alrighty, this one goes out to Eric in Seminole. Here we go.
Yeah.
yeah, that's Wild Cherry from 1976. That's 44 years ago, Kyle. Holy smokes.
Yeah, isn't it something? But still a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I played that just to wake everybody up, just to see what would happen there, and we'll see. All righty, well, we're going to take a peek over here at the weather, and I'm going to read the statement, then we'll turn Kyle loose out west. You know, tonight, a powerful storm is continuing. Matter of fact, there's more than one storm to bring heavy rain and heavy mountain snow, high winds, and dangerous surf for much of the western states. The system in the plains will bring mountain snow and a wintry mix into the plains with rain in the South Plains. Lingering snow will continue along the western Appalachians, and yeah, there's snow in the mountains right now in the western Appalachians. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we continue to track this storm system throughout the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of cloud cover on the satellite over just about the entire Pacific Northwest tonight. But, of course, up in Seattle, we've got continuing rain for the next few days. We've got a winter storm warning coming out of Seattle. However you're coming out of the Seattle area, whether it's I-90 or north of I-90, you're definitely going to be into a winter storm warning. In some areas, you may even need chains because of snow and the elevations there, so be careful there. Also in Portland, same basic story. We got rain continuing there for a time. But, Captain, over in as we continue on through northern Washington through Spokane on I-90, we travel towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's near the 4th of July pass. They're still reporting wet pavement and possible wind gusts up to about 17 miles an hour. So be careful there. Of course, it's also very cold. Continuing with winter weather advisories all through the state of Montana, in the Missoula area, also in the Butte area as well. So if you're trucking down I-15 or trucking across I-90, continuing there, you've got that to contend with. As we move down into southern Idaho, winter storm warnings and winter wind advisories, I should say, all through that southern part, including Idaho Falls and Pocatello. And then also in Wyoming, you've got in the western part of Wyoming continuing winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories. High winds, though, in Cheyenne and Laramie, but tonight, Captain, they're reaching up as far as Casper, Wyoming, so be very careful there if you're coming up I-25. And then, of course, if you're heading out I-80, west of Laramie, heading towards Elk Mountain, you still have a high wind warning and winter weather advisory there as well. And that's what the looks like out west tonight, Captain.
All righty. Well, we'll start in Texas, just south of Houston, about Galveston, all the way down to Brownwood as well, Brownsville, and all the way over to Harlingen. You've got fog, and it's inland off the coast about maybe 25, 30 miles. So be advised of that. Dense fog advisory. The dense fog advisory also is up I-94, the south end of coming out of the Twin Cities over into Wisconsin, and then I-90 over in Wisconsin, bound around Beloit in there, about 25 miles dense fog. It runs all the way from, let's see here, runs all the way from about Sioux City, Iowa, right on up. Well, it's not Sioux City. Where is that? Over there around Bettendorf and Company, the Quad Cities right there, and then it runs right up the line up towards Wisconsin, right along the state line, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Over in the central part of Michigan tonight, we've got snow all the way down from the northern tip all the way down to almost the Indiana line. Got some unsettled weather conditions in the northeast corner of Indiana, northwest corner of Ohio. Also, we do have snow, a light snow going on right now. In the mountains, Smoky Mountains, of all places there, Tennessee, North Carolina, all the way up from just north of Knoxville, Tennessee, all the way up to Bristol, Tennessee, up in that way. And looks like if you're coming up I-77, you're going to be in it going up over the top towards Wentzville, Virginia, up towards the West Virginia Turnpike. There's some light dust and snow up in there tonight. And then you've got some winds around Richmond on up towards Washington, D.C. Maybe that'll let up a little bit for the folks there that are all gathering together up there. And there's another little area
unsettled weather, which is way, way up in New England along the coastline. I think our friends in Portland, Maine tonight may be getting some winds coming off the ocean there by the looks. So that's about what we got. And Kyle, the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, is the place to go, because what happens is you've always got that fresh hot cup of coffee when you go in there and tell them the captain sent you.
That's exactly right, Captain. We think everybody will agree that they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
They do when you want it.
Exactly right. And plus all the other stuff, Captain. When they pull in, you might find an Arby's, a DQ. You might find a Pizza Hut. You might find a Huddle House, a McDonald's, a Denny's. And usually, of course, they're always the sit-down restaurants there.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to have, it's going to be very interesting around this radio show tomorrow night because of the fact that we'll probably have the election results in for the Georgia U.S. Senate seat, or at least have a really good idea of the way things are going. And right now we've got from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get the report from your son up in Dalton?
It came before the rally and after the rally because there's so many people there you can't get phone signal on it. Everybody's using your phone, so it jams the signal. So, yeah, he did call me later. And my friend that is an Army veteran that flew in from San Diego that's staying with him, with that, they were able to get front row seats.
Good.
And at the end, Mark Meadows walked up to my friend Carolyn and gave her a challenge coin for being a veteran. So it
good.
Was a
good.
It was a yes. It was a very good. Very good night.
We got a bunch of them at one of the rallies he had here last year. Or earlier in the year, anyway. And that's very good. The presidential coins are really, really nice. They're collector's items, too, by the way. We're getting ready to have us a big old election in Georgia. The rally was pretty interesting. And, of course, what I got out of it that sticks in my mind is, well, I'll be back in 18 months to campaign against this governor and secretary of state. That's what he said.
He said that a couple of times.
I believe he means it.
Well, yeah, there's just some funny business that's really going on there. I wrote a couple articles on this, and I'm concerned certainly about Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, but I'm also, I think, probably as concerned or maybe even more concerned about Gabriel Sterling.
Okay, we can talk about that on the other side of the break, because there's some articles in the chat room tonight. Some people have been putting articles in the chat room coming out about the Secretary of State in Georgia and his business dealings and how that might be part of what's going on here. Don't know, but I'm just saying that's being reported by some of our people. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.